previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa is considering imposing a 20% tax on online gambling to curb its rapid growth and address related social harms. National Treasury has published a discussion paper which proposes a 20% tax on gross gambling revenue from online betting, including interactive gambling. The proposed tax would generate some 10 billion rand in additional revenue, but Treasury says its main purpose would be to discourage problem and pathological gambling and their ill effects. Data from the National Gambling Board show that about 1.5 trillion rand was wagered in the country's gambling industry last year, nearly a third up on the previous year. Nedbank has agreed to pay Transnet 600 million rand in settlement of a lengthy dispute over interest rate swaps. The settlement is being made without any admission of liability and follows efforts by both parties to avoid prolonged litigation and preserve their business relationship. The dispute stems from a case launched by Transnet against Nedbank over swaps concluded under the advice of Regiments Capital, a firm linked to the Guptas. And Nedbank's involved in a similar case with Airports Company of South Africa. Top retailer Pepkor plans to launch a fully-fledged bank and has already applied for a license. The owner of Pep Stores and Ackermans made the announcement at its full-year results presentation as it simultaneously revealed explosive growth in its fintech division. Pepkor denied a recent report that it would partner with Investec to set up a banking operation. It has already received the green light from the Prudential Authority, allowing it to set up what's known as a banking presence, a step on the road to a full license. Pepkor's fintech division offers insurance, credit and mobile services and has increased operating profit by 33% to 819 million rand. Pepkor now sells 8 out of 10 prepaid cellular handsets in South Africa. More details on the new bank from Pepkor in March next year. On the markets, the JSE ended last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 up 0.25%, London's FTSE up 0.75%. In New York, the Dow up 1.4%, the S&P 500 up just under 1%, the Nasdaq up 0.7%. Tokyo this morning up nearly 2%, Hong Kong up 0.4%, Sydney up just under 1%. The US dollar slightly easier, 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.18 to the dollar, 19.91 to the euro, 22.67 to sterling, gold at 4,166, platinum 1,552, Bitcoin just over 87,100, Brent crude oil just under $63 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.